Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Hour number three begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:06, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, happy Thursday, my friends. Yeah, we could get some nasty weather moving through the area, coming in from the north and the west, typical, and so be prepared for that. We could get some wet roads and even nastier stuff. And we'll let you know if that's the case. And one of our top stories, the FISA thing they were supposed to renew the FISA stuff. Well, that whole thing got tanked. Oh. So there's issues there. We'll dig into that in a little bit. Inflation continues, as reported recently. So you're not going to see a cut from the Fed. And but on a lighter note, the Masters kicked off this morning, 8 o'clock, or at least it was supposed to, at Augusta National. So good things. Oh, locally, Orange and Blue game coming up Saturday. Take the family. Good opportunity. Get up close and personal with players and coaches. Get autographs, stuff like that. It's a good time.
Sounds fun.
So there you go. But joining us right now, we have the pleasure of sitting down with the state attorney for the 8th Circuit, Brian Kramer, is with us. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well this morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Now, and I'm not trying to be smart alecky here, but what should I refer to you as?
Brian.
Okay.
I like that.
Straightforward. I like
that's
that.
That's easy, yeah.
You know, explain to us in basic concept, what does a state attorney do?
So the state attorney is the chief law enforcement officer for the circuit. Florida has 20 judicial circuits. We're in the 8th Judicial Circuit, which is Alachua, Union, Baker, Bradford, Levy, and Gilchrist County. And so we are responsible for prosecution of approximately 18,000 criminal cases per year.
Wow.
That is quite a bit for the population that you cover, it seems like. So are you or your office, I guess in fairness you should say, because, well, how many people, is there deputy state attorneys?
There are assistant state attorneys.
Okay.
I currently employ 41 assistant state attorneys.
Wow. So you've got a staff and you need it if you're looking at 18,000 cases. So how much influence would you have over a lot of these cases? And I guess what I'm asking is, you know, we hear stories of, they brought it to the state attorney and they said there's not enough information here or whatever to move forward and take it to court.
Right. So I set policy and then I have supervisors who supervise the individual assistant state attorneys. And there's also the rules regulating the Florida Bar and the American Bar Association that set standards for when prosecution can be commenced and when it cannot be commenced. And we follow those standards very closely. And so that's basically how we do it. But on a case-by-case basis, only the most serious cases would I be personally participating in the decision-making process.
What about when it comes to bail or no bail? We've heard so much about this recently because bad people, quite frankly, are getting out, not having to post any sort of bail. They say, well, that's, you know, there's poor people and it's not fair. They'd be stuck in jail, where many of us say, well, this person's a repeat offender, we don't mind if they're in jail for a little while. At least we'll have maybe a few days rest from criminal behavior. So what do you have to do with the bail process?
Absolutely. We represent the state of Florida in the bail and bond process. So we present the evidence to the court. We argue on behalf of the state of Florida and whatever we believe is appropriate for the particularities of the of what's happening in that particular case, with the issues being whether the defendant is likely to return to court and whether or not there are conditions other than keeping the defendant incarcerated that can satisfy the safety of the community and the safety of the victim. Recently, Florida law changed. And so this issue of somebody has a lot of money, so they're going to get out, and somebody who doesn't have a lot of money isn't going to get out, that has been ameliorated to some extent by a recent change in the law where they've set out certain standards. And if the person who committed the alleged offense meets those standards, they're not going to get out, no matter what amount of money they have, whether they are very wealthy or not.
So maybe previous record would come into play there?
Previous record comes into play. The nature of the offense comes into play.
Whether they have gainful employment, would that be a factor?
It's a factor in whether or not someone's likely to return to court, is whether or not they
have. Okay, because you have a job or a family to feed, right. For instance. That person's more likely to follow through legally.
Right, the ties that the person has to the community. But there are certain offenses that the Florida legislature have said that if you meet these criteria, you're not entitled to bond at all.
At all?
At all.
Okay.
Right. And then what the Florida legislature has also said is that if the court determines that you are going to return to court, that there are conditions that can satisfy the protection of the victim and the protection of the community, then the court is required to set bond and bail at the amount, an amount that it is reasonable that the person could make. So how much money that person is able to bring to the table for a bail or bond is relevant in that perspective of, if the court has decided you should be out under reasonable conditions, then the court has to consider, well, what are your financial abilities to make bail or bond?
So in this case, when you say court, the judge would have the final word on the bail, correct?
Absolutely.
But your input, obviously, you're going to say, hey, your office will say, hey, we think it should be set, you know, X amount. We think this guy could be a flight risk, et cetera. You state your case, and then the judge rules.
Correct. We stand equal as before the court with the defendant. The defendant has the same ability to make those same type of arguments as we do.
Now, and you could clarify, but I thought the governor not that long ago, and I think maybe it was the Tampa Bay area, one of the circuits around there, where he actually got rid of a state attorney there because he wasn't fulfilling. Okay, tell me about that. In other words, how do you know if somebody's fulfilling their duties, you know, their legal responsibilities, or they're not? In other words, we hear all about, maybe not here, but in the country, these state attorneys that never bring charges, never bring cases, you know, they let everybody go, those kinds of things.
So they're really two different circumstances for the two individuals, state attorneys, that the governor removed. One of them was in Tampa, Andrew Warren. The governor removed him on the basis that he was refusing to prosecute certain crimes. And that's been the subject of extensive litigation that's gone back and forth in the federal courts. Those were related to abortion and some other matters that Mr. Warren was alleged to have said he's not going to prosecute. In the Ninth Circuit, which was Orlando, the removal there was basically based on job performance and that state attorney's willingness to enforce the law as it has been set out by the legislature. And the governor, in a very extensive order from the governor, laid out in great detail where this prosecutor had failed.
Okay.
And so really they were separate and both, you know, sort of distinct. But, you know, it isn't that hard to know that as the prosecutor, your job is to enforce the law and your job is to accept the law as the legislature gives it to you and enforce it within reasonable bounds and with reasonable discretion. And that's not that difficult. Those are extreme cases.
I never thought that a state attorney would be inviting people to a shootout, but apparently you are.
Well, I am. The Big Red Shootout is this weekend.
It's at Big Red Shootout.
Shoot GTR, one of our premier local gun ranges. Mm-hmm. It's a family-oriented event that is focused on fun and firearm safety and marksmanship. And there'll be events for families to participate in, individuals to participate in. There'll be trainings available, lectures. There'll be all kinds of good things happening, and it's from 9 to 1 on Saturday.
And this is a the Republican Executive Committee, or is this specifically for you and your campaign?
I am sponsoring it, but it's actually put on and being coordinated, and it's completely through the Republican Executive Committee.
So you're up for re-election. What's the criteria for somebody to run? In other words, you know, could just anybody run for state attorney? That would be my fear when it comes to these things. Obviously, I know you're qualified, but I was wondering, you know, hey, anybody could run for election, right?
Well, sure. If you meet the criteria that's set forth in the Florida Constitution, you have to be an elector of the circuit. So you have to live in one of the counties mm-hmm. that I previously mentioned. You have to be a member in good standing with the Florida Bar for the preceding 5 years.
Oh, so in good standing means you have to be a member of the bar. So that you would have to be a qualified attorney.
That's correct.
Okay.
And you'd have to be in good standing for the preceding 5 years, meaning no one who's been in the bar less than 5 years can be the state attorney, and anyone who's been subject to discipline that resulted in suspension or disbarment in the preceding 5 years is also ineligible.
Well, look, you enlightened us a lot about, you know, we hear the term state attorney all the time. Not everybody understands the function and what you do and how many people you have under you, and 18,000 criminal cases. Was that last year you prosecuted in your circuit?
Approximately 18,000 cases a year. I'll tell you one, we handle about 26,000 individual pieces of digital forensic evidence every month.
Wow. Every month.
Mm. Wow.
All right.
We got a bunch of bad guys out there, Bob.
Yeah, we do.
Just saying.
State Attorney Brian Kramer running for re-election, coming in and being on the Bob Rose Show. We appreciate that. And a big event. Big Red Shootout is this Saturday, 9 to 1 at GTR. And Brian, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
All right. It is 8:16. We've got a lot more to talk about, including some black people don't like Trump, like Whoopi.
Well.
But some black people do.
Yeah?
We'll talk about both.
All right.
Coming, because there's only two.
Oh.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sean Hannity.
Republican states have sent thousands of National Guard troops to the border. Thank goodness.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
The amount of fentanyl pouring across the border. Why are we allowing this? They're murdering our children.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It's another day in paradise if you're a duck. Yeah, liquid sunshine around you, and sometimes maybe even degrading weather conditions in terms of warnings and what have you. So pay attention. We'll let you know, as Greg has been.
Yep, we do have a tornado watch. That is for Dixie and Lafayette County at this point. A tornado watch, so just be careful and be aware.
Yep, Yeah, head on a swivel, we like to say. 8:21 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So, yeah, it's the media that likes to break everything down into race. But there are some people that really, I don't know, they play that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Whoopi Goldberg.
Ugh.
I mean, she makes outrageous statements on her show, and she's never held to account.
No.
Conservatives, say if they say outrageous things, they're going to be held accountable or they're going to be, shut down or shut off or shut up.
Canceled, crucified, whatever. Yeah.
Thank you.
Big double, there's no equity here, friends.
Yeah, she basically said to her co-host on The View that some Republicans would like to bring slavery back.
How do you even say that with a straight face on national television? Seriously.
And expect to have any level of credibility. And what does that do? I mean, do you care about, like, your viewers in terms of, or are you trying to actually promote hate?
Well,
because if you say that some Republicans would like to bring back slavery, is so absurd and ridiculous. And don't even get me started about the party that was behind the Klan and all the things that went on by, Democrats from the South. Does Whoopi Goldberg know any of her history before she opens her big pie hole?
And why doesn't somebody go, oh, really? Name one.
Yeah.
And document it for us. Don't just throw something out there like that.
Well, she's trying to use that Arizona Supreme Court ruling reinstating a law that goes back to 1864 that has to do with abortion. She's using that to springboard off of. Like, if you're not allowed to easily get an abortion, somehow that's akin to slavery in her mind. It's bizarre. But, I guess you get used to all this stuff between her and Joy Behar and the level of stupidity there. It's just ridiculous. And if we want to go further on this, I mean, just the idea of slavery. You know, who's the party that seems to be, hell-bent on constantly raising taxes on people? That's the Democrat Party. So, yeah, maybe we're not enslaved completely, but if you look at the numbers and you're paying your taxes, about 50% of your income is going to some form of taxation. No, it's true. So you really, we're not slaves, but we're halfway enslaved to the government, whether it's, local, state, national, whether it's an excise tax, any kind of tax, property tax, income tax, all of that. When you add it together, on average, it's about half of a person's income.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's, we're headed toward enslavement if we're not there yet, and the Democrats clearly are leading that charge. So if you want to connect anybody with slavery on many different counts, including history, then it's the Democrats who have a much greater connection to it. And I have to say that because the lefty media has been lying to everyone for years about that. All right. Oh, you ready for another one? Freshman Representative Jasmine Crockett, Democrat out of Texas, suggested, black Americans should be exempt from paying taxes as a form of reparations.
Okay.
But then she also went on to say, that might not work because of the black people who are not paying taxes in the first place. Yeah.
Wow. How do you even, with a straight face, and you are an elected official, this is something I'm going to say, and I will sound intelligent.
Crockett, who is not related to Davey, also made the mistake of perpetuating the debunked myth about the U.S. Border Patrol officers allegedly whipping Haitian.
Yes.
I remember that? She promoted that even when it was found that it was not true.
Right.
She did it anyway. Let's go to Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Shep, good morning.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Most of Democrats, most of your leftists, they see people with money, even a little bit of money, like myself. I'm not rolling in dough. But they see people like me who have four cars. Never mind, two of those cars are, one is 14 years old, the other one's 25 years old. But to them, it's tax the rich. Screw the rich. Take it from the rich. They got their money by lying, cheating, stealing, and standing on the backs of the poor. And if they didn't, well, they were just plain lucky and they inherited it. One example, one of my clients, she's the widow of an NYPD officer. They ended up being fairly wealthy. Why? Not because he was a police officer, but because he opened his own carpet and flooring business later on. Yet people firmly believe because he was a New York police officer, he was on the take.
Wow.
See you later.
Yeah. Yeah, people are a little kooky. It used to be, how did you get that? I want that. I'm going to work for that. Now it's, how'd you get that? I want what you have, literally. Yeah. Donnie, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, she gave away the game when she said there might be a problem because some don't pay taxes. Not only do some not pay taxes, and this is not just black people, but the people who don't pay taxes usually get tax credits and rebates and get actual cash redistributed to them. Not to mention, if you're not a homeowner and you have children, you pay zero in school tax. Now, I'm one of those real rich guys who has a couple rental properties also. I pay school taxes on three properties.
Well, and of course, you have to pass that along to your tenants as part of the deal. So taxes are being collected. They're paid indirectly by the renter in that case, right? Anyway, it is 8:28. You are tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 9:05, we'll talk about local law enforcement as Art Forgy will join us from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. And boy, oh boy, we still have plenty of stuff to talk about next on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Israeli forces announcing they're pulling out of southern Gaza.
We have been very clear that we don't support a ground operation in Rafah.
As it happens.
New EPA rule is aimed at semi-trucks.
It's massively unproductive, and it's going to make everything you consume cost more.
The news station.
The biggest night in fundraising of all time.
I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, anyplace.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you need to know
the economy
and inflation,
you need The Sky.
How can we not focus on the invasion of America first?
Because Joe can't do the job. And by the way, his policies are horrible.
Everywhere.
So easy to listen to on my smart speaker.
Play 97.3 The Sky.
97.3 The Sky.
Some people are starting to get the message. Good economy is good for everybody.
Well, yeah.
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 It is 8:34. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday Eve, otherwise known as Thursday. So, former President Donald Trump stopped into an Atlanta area Chick-fil-A, all right, and was greeted by enthusiastic supporters. Everybody was happy to see him. Bought a bunch of milkshakes for the folks there.
Nice.
Yeah, and some chicken. Ooh. And I asked him if business was good, and the employees all seemed... Look, they've got great employees, if we're being honest. They just do. But in one video, Trump speaks to the crowd, and a woman says, and she happens to be a woman of color, "I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you."
Nice.
He then gives her a hug, and the onlookers clap and cheer.
Bob, wait a minute. You mean that racist Donald Trump is hugging African Americans in public?
The evil Republican who wants to bring back slavery, according to Whoopi Goldberg? Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
And he'll do anything to get elected.
And he didn't sniff her hair.
Oh, good.
You know why?
Why?
You don't mess with a black woman's hair now.
That's true. That's work.
Everybody knows that. If you don't know that...
You don't know.
It's a great franchise, he said, referring to the owner and the Chick-fil-A franchise. He said, the owner is a great man who's a member of one of my clubs. And he noted that, Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays. He says, this is Trump. He says, it's the Lord's chicken. And you're right. And you're right. It's good chicken, too. He was responding to a man that said it, but he repeated it. The Lord's chicken. So it was clear. The crowd, including the employees, of all different backgrounds, nationalities, and ages, were quite enthusiastic.
That's nice.
To see Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
Because I think more and more people are starting to understand that they've been fed a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They've been fed a lie about him being racist and all that. That's been a big lie, and people are starting to figure that out. Recently, a woman of color was praising Donald Trump for doing much better than Biden did on funding historically black universities. To set the record straight, Trump has done more to make sure that historically black universities have gotten funding to a higher level than ever before.
Absolutely.
He has been the most beneficial to black universities of any president ever. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Roy, you're on the air.
Top of the morning, guys. Yeah, I watched the video last night on that, and the one thing that I've always taken away from everything I've seen about Trump is so personable. He doesn't talk at you. He talks with you. And
yeah.
It's awesome.
That's true.
Well, and I always thought it was really ironic that here's a guy that's a billionaire,
mm-hmm.
and he seems to relate to the average working Joe better than anybody who's come along in a long time. I mean, it's not a Ronald Reagan type thing, but yeah, I mean, there's a comfort there. I think it's because people see a genuine.
Yes.
Now, remember, if you're sitting on the other side of a business arrangement with
him,
then exactly. And that put together is why people like him as commander in chief.
But think about it, too, just the fact that you're talking about sitting across that desk or that table. That's because he's actually working. He's not a billionaire that just sits around and does nothing, collects his money, whatever. He has been a working man. And even though it's at a different level, I think people still relate to him like that.
Well, one way that you could sort of calculate respect, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to sit down across the table from him in a business deal and you had to match wits with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I think most people would feel like maybe they're not ready for that. Like, that's a tall order, okay?
Yes.
All right. Sitting across from Joe Biden,
my
greatest worry would be the ability to actually communicate using the English language with him. And I'm not trying to be smart-alecky here.
No, you're right.
I'm showing you, how a person is, personified and who they are and their image. You wouldn't want to match wits with a Trump.
No.
You wouldn't have the same fear sitting across from Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other thing. He has the I want him on my team type thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Trump does. In other words, he would be a tough adversary.
Yeah.
Just like your pick up baseball. You're picking the guys.
Mm-hmm.
First pick you make. That kid that you might not even like all that much.
But he's good.
But he's the best. He's the best kid out there.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, I want him on my team.
Right.
And I think that's how people feel about Donald Trump. He's on my team. When he says make America great again, he does mean what he says. And he means all of America. And we know all of America benefits. I'm not going to go into all the numbers about, the employment numbers and how great they were, especially for Hispanics and for blacks. And, he really does love this country. And it's funny because the left, they're probably gagging.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing me right now, they're gagging because they think we're the brainwashed ones, that we're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you is I didn't grow up being some sort of conservative Republican.
Right.
My parents were actually Democrats back in the day when you could be a conservative or moderate Democrat,
right?
Voted for JFK, but also voted for Nixon.
Okay, I get that.
So, but I wasn't raised with some strong ideology. that you have to be this way or that way.
Right.
It was through self-education that I found where I sit, mm-hmm. where I come from. And I just find it ironic that folks on the left, liberal. I was watching a show, and it was like in Rome. And there's a word that's Italian, like liberally or something like that. And it means, and that, or occupy or something close to that, mm-hmm. on the restroom. And I thought, oh, that looks a lot like, liberal.
Right.
Well, because it means open.
Ah.
If you're liberal, you're supposed to be open-minded.
Well, they used to be.
They did, and they were big defenders of the First Amendment. Big defenders of freedom of speech.
Wow, talk about time. Wow.
Yeah. And this woman, she had high praise for nice. Trump. She said, hey, don't listen to what the media is telling you. We support you. And there's another area where the lefty, the libs, if you want to call them that, I don't think they even deserve that yeah. title. We'll call them woke Democrats for this. But how they have lied about transgender suicide. And this was an op-ed piece from Miranda Devine of the New York Post. She said, when non-binary teen Nex Benedict committed suicide a day after allegedly being beaten up at school, the tragedy was quickly hijacked as a textbook case of anti-LGBTQ bullying. And look, everybody can agree, we don't want people bullied.
Right.
For any reason, whether right. they're sexually different, look different, have glasses, have braces, short, fat, whatever, we're not for bullying. We're firmly against it. Well, the president and the first lady weighed in on it. They were heartbroken when they put out their White House statement. Nex Benedict, a kid who just wanted to be accepted, should still be here with us today. Non-binary and transgender people are some of the bravest Americans I know. They always start out with that kind of line. In memory of Nex, we must all recommit to our work to end discrimination and address the suicide crisis impacting too many non-binary and transgender children. No one should face the bullying that Nex did. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi piles on. She calls it anti-trans fervor fueled by extreme Republicans. But, as usual, with news stories that slot a little too neatly into a favored political narrative, it was a lie. Oh. Now, the truth is equally tragic, but it had no electoral payoff for Democrats wishing to paint their opponents as cruel bigots and Neanderthal book burners.
Oh, wow.
The Oklahoma medical examiner who ruled Benedict's overdose death a suicide,
uh-oh,
said the 16-year-old did not die as a result of trauma from the fight at school, nor did handwritten notes at the scene make reference to difficulties at school. Hmm. Apparently, Benedict suffered from bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, self-harm in the form of cutting, chronic tobacco abuse, and chronic marijuana abuse. Her short, sad life had been marred by an evil far more real than the politicized victims of cynical activists. According to court records, Benedict had been assaulted by her father from the age of 9 to 11. Then he was thrown in jail for that. But he was released in January and has been rearrested for failing to report as a sex offender. So then, you have this whole history of mental illness, trauma, and abuse. So
they try to make it what they want it to be, not what it really was.
Well, and this also, it's like two-headed thing. Yeah, they use this to promote an agenda, but also because of her background, she wasn't getting a lot of help with all the mental illness issues.
Wow.
But as soon as you mention trans or gender issues,
agenda,
people came running to help her. And you can see how that, quote-unquote, helped her.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. You put nothing past the left.
No, not at all.
It's they're nasty. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff coming up. Also, we're going to talk to Art Forgy about law enforcement locally. It's all coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Mark Levin. Are you going to be played by Joe Biden?
Weeknights at 6.
Joe Biden's using the tactics of totalitarian bigots. You think our country is safer? You know it's not.
97.3 The Sky.
Not great weather for golf.
No.
At least not here anyway. It is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday as air golfing kicked it off at the Masters. And that was beginning this morning. Augusta National. I'm just making the assumption that it got off without a hitch. I don't know because that weather system that's affecting us was kind of large. I don't know if it'll cut into that area or not. But lots of people will be tuned in for that. And locally, got the Orange and Blue. Spring game every year. And you get up close and personal with the players and the coaches and all that. Great family type event. So maybe put that on your calendar of possibilities for the weekend. I believe the weather is going to be rather nice.
Yeah, you're talking about the weather. I actually looked it up real quick. They did delay start time. Was scheduled to start at 10:30 because of the overnight and morning rain for the Masters.
Well, see, now, you know, a lot of Americans then actually might be able to get 2 hours of work done today.
Wow. There you go.
Disturbing story. 20-year-old passenger jumped off a cruise ship. Now, this happened last Thursday, and it was kind of reported drunken, impulsive leap, but the father believes his son is still alive nearly a week later. Francel Parker, dad of the missing Le'Veon Parker, told the Daily Sun that he believes his child, whom he called a master diver, is still alive in the waters off the Bahamas. As soon as he went off the side, I prayed over him. I was confident the prayers I said over my son were heard. I stand on the word of God. I believe he is alive. He told us to a local Florida paper just yesterday. U.S. Coast Guard called off its search for the Northport man a day earlier. The younger Parker allegedly jumped off the 18-story Liberty of the Sea ship around 4 a.m. in front of his helpless dad and younger brother after getting into an argument with his father. Witnesses had told this to the Post, but Francel, who runs an AC business in Port Charlotte, told the local newspaper that he wasn't arguing with Le'Veon and that his son wasn't trying to take his own life. He said he's a skilled diver who works on a commercial fishing boat and is demanding to know how his underage son was given alcohol on the 4-day cruise to Cuba and the Bahamas, Grand Island.
Wow.
We don't drink, the dad said. I'd like to know how my son was served so much alcohol. I don't know what the law and what the rules are when you're on the open seas. Does it revert back to 18 being, you know, the age of majority?
I don't know, because if you stop and think about the fact that they cruise under a flag of another country, which is usually so they can get around, you know, what they pay their staff, that may not come under our American laws, if you look at it that way.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a maritime law or what.
And then think about it, you've got state laws if you're here. So I don't know.
I do know this, that if you get, you know, a certain amount offshore, you can do things like gamble that normally maybe at your port in that area, that state, it might not be legal.
Right.
So that's why I kind of question that. Another passenger who witnessed the heart-stopping jump said that Francel, the dad, was fussing at him for being drunk. Brian Sims told the Post that he was hanging out with Le'Veon and his 18-year-old brother Seth in the hotel tub of the ship in the early hours of April 4th before going their separate ways. After Sims had used the restroom and dried off, he bumped into the brothers and their father near the elevators. As we were walking from the hot tub back to the elevators, his dad and brother were walking toward us. His dad was fussing at him for being drunk, I guess. When we got them, he said to his dad, I'll fix this right now. And he jumped out of the window in front of all of us.
Wow.
Calling what he witnessed surreal. It would be.
Oh, yeah. 18 stories? Oh, my goodness.
Another cruise guest described the frantic chaos that followed. There was a lot of yelling. The crew was alerted immediately. His family was horrified, just beside themselves. I can't even begin to imagine what they're going through. Francel, the dad, told the Daily Sun that He threw six life rings off the ship in hopes of saving his son before the massive boat was able to come to a stop about 20 minutes later. That's the size of the boat you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's slamming on your brakes.
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean said immediately launched search boats to look for the 20-year-old and alerted the Coast Guard, which later took over the search. And at least 406 people on major cruise lines and ferries have gone overboard between 2000 and 2024. You know, that does sound like a lot. But over a period of 24 years, how many millions have actually been on a cruise ship?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But still, 406 people.
Yeah.
Death rates among overboard passengers and crew members vary significantly among cruise lines. That's interesting. But even the safest cruise companies were only able to rescue about 40% of the people who fall or jump off the ship.
Wow.
So 406 have gone overboard, but they were able to save about 40%. Yeah, that'd be like the one thing. It'd be like, you know, don't fall overboard.
Yeah.
But these people aren't. In this particular case, the kid decided to take the leap.
That's a big one, too.
Yeah. 8:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, local law enforcement spokesperson Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office will join us right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I'm just so happy when I listen to The Sky. I hear the truth.
I am so happy. I can just scream.
Sad.
I'm very sad the way this country is going.
Woke stuff in Florida breaks my heart.
Angry.
I'm ticked off.
I'm ticked off, and I know Sky listeners are angry, too.
When did we start listening to these freaking weirdos?
No matter the emotion.
I go back and forth with my emotions, but I know I get the truth on The Sky.
Talk about it here on The Sky.
Thanks, Sky. It's really important.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.